The Chiefs and 49ers will make their way to South Beach to Miami coming up this weekend, and then all next week the lead up to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 54. And we've got D'Amico Ryans on the show with us now. You know him from his times over at Jess Lanier High School, then at Alabama, then in the NFL, and now as a up-and-coming coach in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers, the NFC champions. D'Amico, welcome back to Birmingham. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. I know we saw you when Alabama was out there at the national championship in your stadium, but I was blown away earlier this year when Bruce Feldman of The Athletic listed 11 up-and-coming coaches to keep an eye on that are hot tickets in the NFL, and your name was on that list. I take it with the championship in the NFC going to the Super Bowl, that kind of publicity from Bruce Feldman, you're sort of enjoying this coaching thing, aren't you?
Oh, man, definitely enjoying the coaching thing. It's been a blessing. It's fun. I get to stay around the game, and I get to mentor and help younger guys. That's the biggest reason why I got into coaching, is that my way of giving back to younger guys, being able to help them not only be successful on the field but also off the field with all of the life challenges that they have as NFL players. Me going through it and understanding it, I feel like it's a good position for me to just reach back and help these guys with that as well.
You know, through 18 games, if you ask me one word to describe the 49ers, I would say physical. You've played on some physical teams. You've been around them. Is this maybe the most physical team you've been around, though?
Oh, no doubt. Definitely one of the most physical teams. And the thing about it is just the physicality shows up, but it's just the team speed. Everybody is running to the ball. If you don't run, if you're not showing up, you know, you're not going to make any plays. Guys are really competing with each other to get to the ball so they can make plays. So it's a really fun group to work with, because the guys, I mean, they bring energy every day. They come to work every day. I mean, it's never a dull moment with these guys. I just love the way that they work. And it's just a really, really special unit we have.
D'Amico Ryans is with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. D'Amico, now the former Alabama great, an assistant coach there for the San Francisco 49ers, headed to the Super Bowl. He's the inside linebackers coach under defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, who has gotten a lot. I mean, there were people that thought he might get hired in this head coaching cycle, and he's one of the hot names at defensive coordinator. What has this guy brought to this San Francisco defense?
One thing that Saleh brings, he knows the game inside out. One of the smartest coaches I've ever been around from that perspective. And then the way he motivates the guys and gets them going, he's one of a kind as a defensive coordinator. So he's definitely, you know, unfortunately didn't work out for him this year, but he will definitely be one of the best head coaches in this league for years to come.
In this offseason, you guys went out and got Quan Alexander from over in Oxford, Alabama. How big of an addition was that? And in your role, are you able to talk to the GM and say, hey, I've seen this guy, this is a good guy to bring in? What was it like getting Quan on the team?
Oh, man, that's been the key to our defense. I mean, you talk about the energy and the leadership that Quan has brought to our team, because we're fairly a young defense. And Quan, you know, he's a young guy, but he has experience over there in Tampa. But bringing him here has been the key to our defense, just the whole mentality changing. The swagger, the energy that he brings has really rubbed off on all of our younger guys, and that's allowed them to play above and beyond. So getting Quan was just great. And also D4, another Alabama guy, adding D4 is just, I mean, those two guys are really – took our defense to another level.
A lot of people believe this 49er organization was really reaching when they went and got John Lynch from the broadcast booth from Fox to actually run the day-to-day. What is it like working with John Lynch?
It's awesome, because John, you know, being a former player, John gets it. And John is doing an outstanding job. He knows how to relate and talk to everyone. I mean, John has just really been key to putting this whole team together, and him and his staff, they've done an outstanding job. Whatever we needed when it comes to, you know, scouting players or having input as coaches on players, whether it's like a Quan or D Ford, like John truly listens and he gets it. So it's awesome having everybody here on the same page, from our GM, head coach, assistant coaches. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody has the same goal in mind. So it's easy to work with John. And it's fun because he just, you know, John is, he should be a Hall of Fame player, but he still has that love for defense. So it's always great talking to John, talking defensive ball with John.
Linebackers coach, San Francisco 49ers, former Alabama, Jess Lanier, great. DeMeco Ryan's with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. But if I had walked into team meetings before the NFC Championship game and said, you're only going to throw it 8 times, is there anybody on that staff that thinks you could have won the football game?
Oh, man. We didn't think it would go like that. But we did talk about, right, our offense did talk about, you know, trying to get 40 runs. And, you know, we can get 40 runs, we're going to win this game.
But you did.
Nobody thought it would be nobody thought it would be 8 passes, though. So it was funny, man. I mean, it was beauty to see. Raheem Mostert has done an outstanding job on the offensive line. And just credit to, you know, Kyle for continuing to call the runs, even though, it's, you know, some coordinators have an ego where they have to throw the ball. Like, he just ran what worked. They couldn't stop the run, so we kept running it.
Do you have a coaching influence that maybe influenced you the most? Do you find yourself on the practice field and you say, oh, I just said something Joe Kynes would have said? Do you use any of his old sayings?
Like, stop that inside trap.
Stop the inside trap, or we gotta rake the leaves right here, boys, or whatever he used to say.
Man. Coach Kynes was the best, man. Coach Kynes definitely was inspiration for me just getting into coaching. Coach Kynes was, he's always kind of changed my mindset, not to only think about what I had as a linebacker, but what is the D-line doing? What is the secondary doing? You know, he always kind of shaped my mind in that fashion, and that really helped me a lot in my NFL career, and it really was one of the reasons why I got into coaching was definitely Coach Kynes. But one thing I can't emulate all the fans. He has so many. I can't emulate them all, but Coach Kynes is one of a kind. I love Coach Kynes. He's the best.
Now, San Francisco is apparently the most expensive city in America. Now, you know it's expensive to visit. What about living in San Francisco? Can you tell a difference?
Oh, huge difference. Huge difference. Oh, my God. We make a joke all the time that we pay for the weather out here. That's about it. It's definitely expensive out here, man. Huge difference. A lot higher than those Alabama prices over there.
Yeah, you get more for your money here in Birmingham, but
for sure.
do they have a bright star or favorite place you like to go eat?
Not really. Nothing like that southern food. I'm missing some. Need to get there pretty soon, but nothing like good old down home food there in the south.
Well, I'm dying to know your goals as a coach. I mean, Kyle Shanahan saw something in you. You're on that coaching staff. Bruce Feldman and other NFL insiders see something in you. Is the dream one day to be a head coach in college or the NFL?
Oh, for sure. That's always a dream. Like, for me, it's like whatever you do, you always want to try to excel at the highest level. Right now, it's just being the best linebacker coach I can be, and, you know, taking that next step in a couple of years of being a defensive coordinator and then moving on up the ranks to be a head coach. Definitely a goal of mine, and really look forward to getting it done, whether it's on the college or pro level. I would love to be in position to work with young men and put a great staff together and see how far we can take it.
Hey, heads up, this Mahomes guy is pretty good. He can play, so I don't know if you.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you've seen film on him, but he could play.
Oh man, a lot of late hours in the office trying to figure this one out.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill's pretty fast. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I saw.
I saw.
I can't remember who it was quoted saying it looked like they went to an Olympic track meet and put an offense together. I mean, that's what Kansas City looks like.
Man. Yeah. Hey, don't remind me. I've been watching it every day, but those guys are, you know, Kansas City, congrats to, you know, Andy Reid and those guys. They put together a tremendous team. Their team speed and with the athletic ability and the the throwing ability that their quarterback has, like, it's no doubt it's going to be a really, really tough challenge for us. But those guys are – they're fun to watch. You're happy we just have to play them one time. But yeah. They're a fun team to watch, and they've done an outstanding job all year.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that linebacking video on NFL Films later on, that linebacker room when you say, okay, guys, who wants to shadow – Mahomes and make sure he doesn't go for a run in the Super Bowl. I'll do it, Coach. I'll do it.
I got him.
Yeah. DeMeco, thank you, man.
Oh, yeah. We
appreciate the time, and good luck to you. We'll be cheering for you down the road, and congratulations. I know a lot of people at Jess Lanier and Bessemer are very excited for your success. So continued success, and we appreciate you getting up early for us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for all the support back there, everyone back in Bessemer, Birmingham area. I really love you guys. Appreciate all the support you guys have for me.
Yep. Thank you, DeMeco. Best of luck, man. Take care.
Thank you. All right.
All right. That's the great DeMeco Ryans with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Your favorite retailer has it now. 3 flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry. Only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.